till they found me at Paul Young's.
Well, that's a hell of a
but
place.
I know I'm going to be out of here before 10 o'clock.
Where are you going?
Wherever you say.
I want to find out why can't you help me on this home rule?
I can always help you.
All right.
I can always help
you. All right. I got three of my good friends there, and I'm up to 186. And I don't want to have a great, powerful Democratic president can't even get home rule voted on against a little fellow from South Carolina. And I got Delaney and Keogh and Murphy from New York, and I just almost fainted when I saw. But Pike, I don't count Pike. He doesn't ever vote with us.
No. He leaves us, as Billy Green said, only on the big ones. You are the greatest.
Will you help me tomorrow?
You are the greatest.
Will you help me tomorrow?
Is it tomorrow or next week?
Well, it ought to have been today, but I need about 8 or 10 every day on it, and can't come up for another 2 or 3 weeks, but today was the last day for to bring it up 2 weeks from now, but it stays there until it's signed. We got 186 on it tonight, and I haven't done much about it. I haven't called anybody.
Well, you're not really
but interested in that, you're the first man I've called and asked to sign it, but they brought me a list of Geronimo of Connecticut and Monaghan and Rostenkowski and Burke of Massachusetts and Feldman and Keogh and Delaney and Murphy and.
Danny is sitting right alongside me. Do you want to say hello to him?
I sure do.
Do you?
Yeah.
He is one of the greatest.
All right. Now, will you help me tomorrow?
If you say so, I will.
God bless you. Can you do anything with anybody else?
I'll do my very best.
All right. Thank you.
I'll do my very best. Do you want to talk to Danny now?
Sure do.
Danny?
Hello?
Danny, you're in a hell of a company over there. Aren't you afraid of what you're running around with?
What? I don't know whether I belong here after having read some little story in the paper. Express.
How you doing?
Oh, fine, thank you.
Yeah,
very well.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make ends meet.
Well, yeah.
I was quite disturbed about a little communication you sent over the other day.
Well, I understood that, and I was very sorry, and I tried to explain it, but I can't do away with it. Can't to bring it back. Once it's done, you make a mistake, why? You do it, and I told him to tell you that I was awfully sorry, but I can't.
I'm the kind of a political entity, sir, that always lets my leadership know that again today, the two gentlemen who you emulated in that statement again voted against the program.
Yeah.
And this is what irritated me to no end. Because,
well,
I was very short and curt with Jack, and who I know is trying to do a good job. But it's hard, you know, to be out there asking for people to support your program and then find that the very people who you have to genuflect as deeply for wind up getting the credit that they've got. But I don't think you'll ever have to worry about me.
Well, I'm just awfully sorry. And what happened was the department made up the list of names that went in there, and it came to me, and it had Goldberg in it, and it had somebody else, I've forgotten, maybe Rickover or somebody, and I said, let's cut these out, Goldwater, so it was, had Goldberg and Goldwater. And I was sitting on the toilet in between a breakfast at 9:30 and a press conference at 10 o'clock, and I said, let's don't get Goldwater and Goldberg in this, let's cut it out. And they started out of the room with it, and I said, I think I'd cut out every individual that is living. I just have only people who passed on, the Fermis and the rest of them. And so they went on out with it, and I didn't see it anymore. And then they told me what you said, and I didn't know the individuals that the record is talking about at all. I was just against having any living people in it. I think that they thought that since Pastore had nominated me that he ought to stay in, and they left him, and it was a mistake. And once it's made, I just don't know what I could do about it except say I'm sorry.
Well, I don't question what happens over there, except that when one works as hard for the program that you're presenting and goes to the individual that I have to cope with, and constantly gets a negative until, you know, the final vote. And then he consents, it irritates me, and all I was concerned with was a fellow like Johnny Kluczynski, who's going to beautify America, and Clem Zablocki, who work hard, you know, for your programs.
That's they sure do.
I felt that I was disappointed in that, you know, that they weren't, because...
I understand that, and I was too, and I think it was a mistake to mention any living person. You'd have to mention all of them, and if you, when they told me, I just couldn't withdraw it. It's already happened, and I don't know what else I can do except say I'm sorry.
Oh, well, sir, that's not necessary.
Well,
I want to say this, though. I was on television today from Washington, Gronowski Move, and there are those national papers in my city, you know, that are a little disappointed in the fact that he was sent over to, or he was demoted, and I did about a 15-minute story today on how important it was that we have an avenue of expression through Poland, necessary for even some of the conferences that may be coming in the future on South Vietnam. And I think this is true, Mr. President.
Well, the facts are these on the Gronowski thing. We don't consider it a demotion anymore, and we consider Goldberg's a demotion. What we have is we have these satellite countries that are trying to break away and get out from under the yoke and want to do what we're trying to do, everything we can to wean them. And as Khrushchev said, they are babies that have become too big to spank. And we are trying to encourage them every way we can, and we're having some little success. We tried to look over and get a person in the finest position we can. It would be to indicate that the president really wanted to extend an olive branch to them, and not to be just ambassador to Poland, but to be a kind of a roving fellow with the Romanians and the Yugoslavs and everything else in the area, and bring our ambassadors to those countries into Warsaw to kind of put forth an effort that we're going to put forth to try to build some bridges of trade and so forth. Now, the Secretary of State came up with the name of Gronowski. We looked into it, carefully considered it, talked about it, and he was out in California, and when he came back in, I said to him, now this, the Secretary thinks that you would be the best one to do this. We would like to offer it to you if you would like to do it. I think you ought to go talk to your wife, see if she, how she would like it. You can go over, the most important part you'll have is we're carrying on our conversations with Communist China in Warsaw. That's the only contact we have, and we have their people that come there to communicate their views to us. Since we don't recognize them, they don't recognize us. And we would like to feel that the president has a man that's very close to carry on these negotiations. And Rusk thinks that in the light of your background and your being in the cabinet and your being an international finance man, that and their trade problems and their financial problems and their exports, that you'd be the best one. And he said that he agreed and that he would love to do it, that there's only one thing important in the world, and that was peace.
Well, that's exactly what I said to the press people in Chicago today, Mr. President, and I told them that I felt very badly about the position that it looks like they're going to take, because I should think that this would be one of the most ticklish situations and tedious areas that we could work through. And if we could come to some area of understanding, even through Poland with South Vietnam, it would be a tremendous thing for John Gronowski and the Polish people.
Well, I also told him that if he didn't like it any day, he'd come on back here and we had a place for him. So we did the same thing with Goldberg. I don't know how people think delivering the mail is more important than delivering the peace. I don't understand it. I can't think their IQs too.
Well, I want you to know, Mr. President, that I appreciate talking to you, and I certainly want to let you know that sometimes it's hard, as you well know, in the legislature to see some of the people that, as a whip, I have to argue with all the time about the program, and finally have them agree with me and vote, and then, you know, see things. things happen like this, and I know that Larry was upset, and I certainly want to commend you on that appointment. That was wonderful. I think that what you did on Sunday was greatest.
Well, thank you. I hope you can help me not let them forward beat me on this damn little home rule petition, because we got 186 tonight, and we're adding 10, 12 a day, and you and Gene, some of you boys, join us there, and we'll move it up to where we'll make these Republicans look pretty bad, and I think we ought to let a boy up South Carolina be bigger than we are.
All right, Mr. President. Here's Gene with Dr.
All right, then.
Johnson, man.
Thank you. Well, you and Danny go down there and help me in the morning, will you?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Bye.
Thank you.